A book review. The book, The Humility of God, A Franciscan Perspective. The authoress, Ilia Delio, D-E-L-I-O, a Franciscan. And the publisher is St. Anthony Messenger Press, Cincinnati, Ohio. The year of publication is 2005. Contents of the book are as follows. Chapter 1, A Hidden God. 2, The Humble Heart of God. 3, God Humbly Bends Down. 4, A God of Faithful Love. 5, The Tears of God. 6, The Face of God. 7, Christic Christians. 8, Divinization. And now we'll read from the jacket to get an idea of what the book contains. Here, as in her previous work, Sister Ilia builds on her outstanding command of the scholarship about the work of Bonaventure, which has developed so remarkably in the 20th century. Together with this, she brings her personal knowledge and experience of contemporary scientific understandings of the cosmos. In a style that is preeminently readable, she offers insights into issues and problems that are widespread in the present period of Christian history. Sister Ilia has taken on these monumental issues and has opened insights which can be helpful to many who take their Christian faith seriously. The Humility of God, a Franciscan perspective, is an extensive treatment of Franciscan theology of divine humility. Through the lens of St. Bonaventure's theology, Ilia Delio searches for God today in a fast-paced scientific world that in many ways views God as an unnecessary hypothesis. Using Bonaventure's Christ-centered mysticism, Ilia illustrates God's humility and his relationship to the world, while at the same time tackling those tough questions. How can God of love exist in such a time of turmoil and suffering? How can a well-educated Christian reconcile contemporary science with the central symbols of his or her faith? And now we move into the book itself. I have chosen a section here. It's in regards to what is called the Book of Life, which is really the Book of Christ. And it goes into the book, what it means to read a book like this, and how Francis took this book to heart. How do we come to know this God of humble love? Like Francis, Bonaventure claimed that we come to know the humility of God through Jesus. Bonaventure used the metaphor of the book to describe Jesus as the revelation of God. Jesus is the book of life. The book written within in his divinity and without in his humanity. Jesus is the book of life because Jesus is the Word of God. The humanity of Christ is not a second word related to an inner divine word, according to Bonaventure, but is precisely the form the Word of God takes when it is expressed externally. Because Jesus is the book written within and without, one could find in this book everything he or she wants to know about life, the basic law of created reality, the reason for human being human, as well as the basic insights of the nature of God. By reading this book, Bonaventure claimed we could come to know God's humility and poverty, which leads one into the heart of God. What does it require to read a book? It requires time, quiet, patience, attentiveness to the written words, imagination, and emotions. Reading a book, if it is a good book, should move us from one level of life to another, because once the mind is moved to insight and the heart is changed, life is never the same. Reading a good book is experiential. It is living the drama of someone else's life, or it may be allowing the drama of the story to touch one's own life. The two stories, the story of the book and the history of the reader, merge. The horizon of the book and the horizon of the reader become one, and a new horizon emerges, the horizon of insight or a new understanding of life. And then the authoress goes on to say, I often look to Francis of Assisi to learn how to read the book of life. I must admit that most saints can help us here, but Francis was particularly attentive to this book, and so he is a good example for us. As we said before, Francis did not start out in life particularly religious. However, he had a profound experience of God, and this seemed to touch him deeply enough that he began to change the habits of his life in order to pursue the gospel. Francis spent long hours in solitary prayer. Bonaventure says that he devoted himself entirely to prayer. Long hours of prayer seem to be essential to reading the book of life. Our Western culture is so fast-moving and fragmented that spending more than an hour doing anything is entirely too long. Even medications are formulated now to work quickly and effectively so that we can move on with our active lives. But Francis would spend days, weeks, and months at prayer, usually in a small hermitage atop a mountain. He had a good memory, and his biographers tell us that when he heard the gospel read, since he himself had a limited ability to read, he would commit to memory those passages that particularly impressed him. Reading the book of life for Francis was more than reading a text. It was, instead, reading the lines of our poor, fragile human nature as shown to us in the poor and humble Christ. This next paragraph is very good, especially for those of us who have to recite and pray the divine office each day. In some way, reading the book of life for Francis was similar to what the monks practiced, Lectio Divina, slow meditation on the words of Scripture, chewing and digesting them to make them one's own, and allowing these words to lead one into deeper relationship with God. Francis committed to memory the words of Scripture, incorporated them into his own life, and allowed himself to be transformed by them. Thomas of Celano, who, by the way, is the one of the greatest biographers of Francis, he wrote, the brothers who live with him, Francis, know that daily, constantly, talk of Jesus was always on his lips. He was always with Jesus, Jesus in his heart, Jesus in his mouth, Jesus in his ears, Jesus in his eyes, Jesus in his hands. He bore Jesus always in his whole body. Often as he walked along a road thinking of Jesus, he would forget the destination and start inviting all the elements to praise Jesus. Reading the book of life gave Francis new meaning to the world around him. He began to read the book of life in the book of the world, because the book of life gave him insight, new vision. He read the book of life in lepers and poor people, because he saw in them the goodness of God. In all the poor, Bonaventure wrote, that most Christian poor man, Francis, also saw before him a portrait of Christ. He read the book of life in birds, flowers, and other living creatures. He realized that he was related to each of them as brother, because each had their source in the goodness of God and reflected that goodness in their own particular and unique way. In the book of life, Francis also realized his own limitations, his fragility and sinfulness, and it was in knowing how fragile he really was that he became a great lover of God. There, I believe, is a beautiful meditation on how to become one with Christ. And then to interpret everything you see and experience through the eyes of the book of life, which is the life of Christ, and to see the beauty and the glory in it. And also to walk with the humble Christ and to try to imitate his humility, and in understanding our own sinfulness, understand what Christ really meant to us. End of book review.